Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us Gervase Hedel, CEO of Greatland Gold, which is a gold-focused exploration company. Morning, Gervase. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
Good to hear it. You released a further update on the drill results at Tervarion and even used the word outstanding. Do you think you can elaborate a bit more on these results?
Certainly. Well, look, this is really the fifth set of outstanding results that we've had since Newcrest began drilling at Havieron. I think, you know, what is different this time is that rather than just drill numbers, you're seeing a lot more detail about the potential scale of the deposit and a lot more about the future plans. And also, I think Newcrest really talking, in essence, about the strategic importance of Havieron to Telfer and their Paterson assets. And they said today, look, you know, Havieron signals a new era in our asset portfolio in the Paterson region, which is, you know, very strong statement. So look, in terms of the results today, the actual results, you're seeing more outstanding intersections, you know, 136 meters at nearly 4 grams per ton gold equivalent, and had 36, 73 meters at again nearly 4 grams per ton gold equivalent, and within that 25 meters at 7 grams per ton gold and 1.6% copper, which is, you know, pretty amazing copper grades. You know, so you're seeing great results, but I think the key here is that you're really getting a sense of the scale of the system in particular. Now they're putting numbers around this sort of broader breccia envelope that they've sketched on the plan view. We've got dimensions of 450 meters of strike by up to 150 meters wide and in excess of 600 meters in vertical extent. And, you know, you can really start to get a sense of the scale, the significant scale of this deposit, and the fact that, look, you know, this is still open. This is still open to the northwest. Had 23 is intersected mineralization nearly 200 meters to the north of this breccia zone. So, you know, this is still wide open in terms as an exploration target. There's going to be a lot more step out drilling to try and figure out the true extent of this system.
Well, that leads me on to my next question, obviously, about what the next steps are that are planned for the asset. But I've also noted a comment that Newcrest released in their quarterly report, and then that's about increasing the exploration expenditure by $25 million. So can I get your view on that?
Yeah, certainly. So I think, look, I'm not an expert on Newcrest's budgeting process, but as I understand it, what I think they've done is they've pulled forward US $25 million that was in the budget in future years for Havieron. They've pulled that forward basically because, as they say, they are accelerating their evaluation of the opportunity. And in order to do that, obviously, they've got to spend, you know, a lot of money drilling and doing the studies. And so in effect, they're moving very quickly through the farm in. As you know, they've completed stage one. They're working very quickly through stage two. I think, you know, you'll see them move into stage three very shortly. And this thing is moving rapidly. And, of course, you know, they've committed to, you know, the potential delivery of a maiden resource before the end of this year. So, you know, I think that's, you know, there's a lot of work to do. And they really are doing a terrific job. And, you know, they really are very committed to the work at Havieron.
Yes, and I mean, certainly just for your company as well, this is not your only asset. You have got other projects, so it's encouraging to see such good results just off one of them.
You know, Havieron is so exciting. It is, it's sometimes I forget we do have other projects and targets, but I mean, we have a great range of targets in the Paterson, and, you know, I was sitting down recently again with the technical team going through each of those targets and the priorities and logistics of how we're going to get stuck into them this year. And you know, these are some great targets out there. And, you know, there's, as we've said, there's, you know, we've got multiple targets there with a similar geophysical characteristics to Havieron. You know, and there could be another Havieron out there. I mean, it's, you know, Havieron seems to be pretty unique. I mean, unique is the word in terms of these grades and what it is. It's fantastic. But geez, you know, we're certainly going to give it a good shot to try and find another one if it exists.
I'm sure you have a good chance of doing that. Last question I'm going to ask, Gervase, and that's just basically for shareholders. What's the next bit of news on the horizon? What can they look forward to?
Well, look, in terms of Havieron, you know, there's going to be regular updates through the year in terms of, you know, the progress in drilling and studies and ultimately the resource. So a lot of news there. And Patterson, obviously, will be putting out some plans and talking about our exploration plans for the year at some stage here. We are waiting for some final results from Warrantina. I expect them shortly. That's the project in Tasmania where we drilled a couple of diamond holes last year. So there's you know, look, plenty of news to come.
Oh, that's good to hear. And I'm sure we'll touch base with you when that happens. Thanks, Gervais, for taking the time. And look forward to speaking to you again.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.